Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. One of my favorite things about comedian Joe Pera is how he names the things he works on. And now that that's established, I'll tell you that his Fall Everywhere Else tour, which follows his Summer in the Midwest and Rust Belt, is coming to the Egg in Albany on October 7th.
When I went into the kitchen, I couldn't have been more impressed. Not only do they have pancakes, but also French toast, sausage, and eggs cooked any way you'd like by Delby on the egg station.
He's the original bucket brigade guy. That's Delby.
What can't you put in a pancake?
Oh, we can put anything in the pancake. What do you have in mind?
Chocolate chips.
We could do that.
Wow.
While I waited for my pancakes, I went to talk with some breakfast regulars.
And what's your favorite part about the breakfast?
Oh, I like the sausage.
Now, the moment I've been waiting for all morning.
Meals on wheels.
They put the sausage in the pancake for me. So I guess it pays to have friends in the kitchen.
Pera's projects include the beloved Adult Swim series Joe Pera Talks With You, relaxing old footage with Joe Pera, and the book called A Bathroom Book for People Not Pooping or Peeing, but Using the Bathroom as an Escape. Other recent screen credits include Search Party and Bob's Burgers. Joe Pera, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thanks for having me, Ian.
How has your summer been?
Pretty good, I would say. I've been mostly out on the road doing shows, which has been lovely. Got to see a lot of nice places like Bloomington, Indiana.
What's in Bloomington, Indiana?
I guess there's a university there. We were there on the night that one of the graduation night, and so all the students went out. They didn't come to the comedy show. I don't know why. They guess they wanted to celebrate instead of come see a comedy show. But it was very rowdy around town that night.
Did you go see a lot of comedy when you were in college?
Yeah, and before too. I remember one of the first shows I saw was in Buffalo with Dan McCoy, who's actually coming and performing on the show. We went and saw Mitch Hedberg when we were like 15, 16 years old in Buffalo. It was a pretty special night.
We're about the same age, and Mitch was so influential on me and my friends, and I have such regret that I never got a chance to see him.
Yeah, I feel lucky. It was unfortunately only a couple weeks before he passed, and I don't know, as a teenager, you don't realize what's going on entirely, but he was extremely funny, but also not in great shape up there. So, it was funny, and it was fortunate to see him when we did, but also kind of sad. I don't know. I feel lucky, though.
You know, I've heard you talk about your comedy and how you developed early on, and you said you weren't really known as, like, the class clown. When did you start developing your own specific voice in comedy?
Dan and I started writing jokes together when we were in high school, even, and then when I went off to school, I started performing at the open mic night there, and then at summers I would perform home in Buffalo. And kind of through that, it started to figure itself out. I kind of had an idea what I wanted to do very early on, which is not typical for a comedian. But it's kind of been just shaping and tinkering on that idea ever since.
I love asking comedians if they remember their first set. Do you?
Yes, I did it at like they had the comedy night in like the Ithaca College. There's a dining area with a stage, but also like a cafe. So there's like people making drinks and ordering food and stuff going on too. But it was very lovely. It went pretty well, I think. I was extremely nervous. And also there's like a walkway through the middle of the room, so you can very clearly see who gets up and leaves. I think not too many did during my set, at least. So that was a lot of comedians talk about it not going well, and I almost feel like it shouldn't have gone as well as it did, but that kind of gave me a little bit good confidence to keep doing it.
What was the set? Did you do a lot of Ithaca College jokes?
No, I didn't. But I can't remember entirely what I did. I felt that, I don't know, a lot of kids made films and jokes about the college experience, and I felt that I didn't want to do that even from early on. It just felt a little pandery, and also kind of knew that it wouldn't work anywhere else other than this, like a college dining hall. So I always tried to write jokes that were a little bit outside of that.
This tour that you're on, you'll be performing in Ithaca as part of it. Is it exciting to go back there?
Yeah, definitely. But I'm even more excited for Albany because the Erie Canal never went to Ithaca.
You're a big Clinton's Ditch guy, huh?
Huge. I heard that they're building a canal boat in Buffalo. And they're going to actually do the trip from Buffalo to Albany when it's finished, which is something that seems a pretty neat thing.
How long is that going to take?
I don't know. Quite a while, I think. At least a few days.
Wow.
Yeah. But it'll be an exciting few days.
I guess you'll need other things to do during the trip while aboard.
Yeah. Yeah, whoever is riding on the boat, the historical boat from Buffalo to Albany, will need to bring along their Nintendo Switches.
And not drop them off the side.
No.
So when you were on the road this summer in the Midwest and the Rust Belt, what's your show day routine? I'm always interested in this because, you know, relative to the amount of hours in a day, comedians aren't on stage for that long. But what else do you do?
I usually try and not eat too much fried foods. I try and walk, maybe do a little writing and thinking about the set that night. And then when I get to the show, I'll continue to pace around. I will have perhaps one beer, one cup of coffee, and one large glass of water, and then I'll be ready for the show.
Those three things sort of even each other out.
Mm-hmm. It was a perfect combo.
Do you have stage fright?
Oh, yeah, sure. I guess it's really at its worst when you don't go on in a while, or say, like, you've had a few nights off, but when you're kind of, I've realized that when you're doing it every night, it kind of diminishes a little bit just because you get into a routine of it so that it doesn't seem as unusual as it is. Like when you go up in front of, or if you go out for the first time in a long time, you realize how strange it is to just talk at a number of people for a while with just a microphone. And when you're doing it more often, you don't have time to think about that as much.
Have you noticed your audiences changing at all with the success of your Adult Swim profile and the late lamented Joe Pera talks with you?
Yeah, I think a lot of people found it during the pandemic, and it also when it went on the HBO Max app, a lot of people found it that didn't watch it before. So it's been very neat to see that the audience has grown at the live shows. And I guess also it's very strange, this tour. It's like usually when I've done stand-up comedy in the past, you have to really work to put to win over an audience. And, you know, especially in New York City, they're kind of like show us what you got type attitude sometimes, which is good. And that's what I think helped me develop well as a comedian. But also it's kind of nice to have people know who you are when you walk out on stage. And I hope it doesn't make me a soft comedian, but it's kind of nice for now.
It's so interesting thinking about your comedy because it's uniquely you. You know, you have a different speed than other people. You have a different approach to material than other people. And I think that's what probably sets you apart from a lot of different comedians. Was that something you had to work on when you began?
A little bit. I wanted to take comedy at my own speed and not try and do it another way. So I just had to figure out how to make that speed work and be funny the entire time. Like, when you're only telling 3 to 5 jokes in a 5-minute set, you got to make sure that they all land pretty well or else it's going to be a mess.
We're speaking with Joe Pera, who's performing at the Egg in Albany coming up on October 7th as part of his Fall Everywhere Else tour. What do you miss about home when you're on the road?
I guess my bed. That's the obvious answer. But my bed and just having the routine, and also, I guess, probably eating better. I'm at the end of a leg in the West Coast, and I don't know. Once you start drinking a couple beers at each show, and then going and eating some late night food, which tastes great. It's wonderful, but also, you know, at the end of 2-3 weeks, you're kind of wishing that you're eating some vegetables at home.
What's a real binge for you?
Ice cream.
What kind?
I had a vanilla shake from In-N-Out Burger in L.A. last night. That was really hit the spot. But one of my, I don't want to shout out a brand, but I do stop for a lot of Dairy Queen chocolate dip cones when I'm driving on the road. It's kind of it gives me a little energy boost, and it tastes great, and is a fun way to break up the drives.
Do a lot of your ideas for TV come from your road trips?
Sure. Yeah, I get a lot of ideas from being on the road. I've been on the road with Dan Licata most recently, but also Carmen Christopher and Connor O'Malley. So hanging out with, such funny people, things naturally arise from the situations that we're in.
Fans of yours will recognize those names from your show. How did that group of people that you work with kind of come together? How'd you all find each other?
It was really just doing comedy and being attracted to the work that everyone else was doing. I don't know. It's easy to, people can understand Connor O'Malley is so funny. It makes sense. I found him funny and wanted to work with him. But also, yeah, there's a lot of people, like Dan is from Buffalo as well, and Connor's from Chicago. It's somehow like a lot of our friends and the people who work on the show are from the Midwest as well. Joe Firestone is from St. Louis. So I guess it's just the type of stuff that we found funny in our approach to comedy, and I don't know, I guess maybe old Midwestern work ethic kind of brought us together.
Are you working on a new show now? Do you have ideas for where you might go next in TV?
Oh, definitely. But right now I'm just kind of trying to focus on the stand-up mostly, and maybe trying to film a special at the end of the year.
Oh, that's exciting. So you work up are you doing an hour?
Yep, doing an hour, and it's changing a little bit each time. I keep on tinkering it to try and make it better, and I'm ready to film. But it's a fun show. And also, Ryan Dan, who does the music for my previous TV show, Joe Talks to You, he's coming along, and we're starting to do some live music at the shows. So I'm really excited for that. We were working on a new bit together, and it seems to be going okay.
How will you know when it's done and ready to tape?
I kind of set a deadline for myself. I said I would love to film it in January. And so I think that that's necessary for creative things. You kind of have to put a deadline on yourself to put yourself under the pressure it also works out with the touring schedule, but I don't know. I think deadlines are important to getting myself motivated to finish things at the level they need to be finished.
Okay, a couple more things. How are you feeling about the Buffalo Bills right now? I should say they're 2-0 as we speak.
Yeah, that was a pretty good route last night, huh?
If I were a Bills fan, I would be thinking this is the year.
I want to so bad, but I'm wondering at what point this season should allow myself to. I guess it's like, I don't know. It's really ours to blow, it feels like, especially after our week one win. I don't know. If I learned anything about the Bills fans, to keep my excitement in check until, you know, maybe a week after we win the Super Bowl, then I could be like, oh, okay, I can celebrate now. Or it's over. They can't throw a touchdown against us in the last quarter a week after the Super Bowl. So I'd probably say then.
Would you rather see a Bills Super Bowl or a Sabres Stanley Cup?
I think a Bills Super Bowl. It seems more likely, and I don't know. It feels like I don't know. It would be more fun for the Bills. The Sabres have lost a couple, or a Stanley Cup, but it feels like the Bills really need it. And the city of Buffalo would, I think, go pretty nuts for a Bills win, too.
Duff's or Anchor Bar?
Duff's, of course.
Okay. What instrument did you play in school orchestra?
I played cello for a little while. How did you know to ask that?
I listened to a lot of other interviews you did before this, and you mentioned that you played in orchestra, but you didn't say what instrument, so I was wondering.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, good question. I played the cello for a little while. I like the sound of it, but I wish I had practiced more. It's hard. It's hard to get motivated as a teenager to practice classical music. At least I've found. I have a brother and sister who did get much more into it. But I like being in an orchestra and playing the music. But when it came to grinding out practice hours outside of school, there's other stuff to do, like video games. So I did that instead.
Are you a Goo Goo Dolls fanatic like other people from Buffalo are?
They're all right. you go to Buffalo and people are telling you that they're Goo Goo Dolls fanatics.
One of my closest friends is from Buffalo, and he will stand and put his hand over his heart when they start playing. And I thought it was a bit, but it's not.
I should have your friend on the show. So,
I can connect you.
Any Goo Goo Dolls song or just the big ones?
I think it's any Goo Goo Dolls song, and he goes to see them too when they're nearby.
I think they're good guys. I think they've done a lot for the city and the art scene there. So I respect them a lot, but I would be lying if I said I put on a Goo Goo Dolls record in the past year.
Past year seems about a good time.
Before that is on all the time.
Joe Parra will be doing stand-up at the Egg in Albany October 7th. It's part of his Fall Everywhere Else tour. And Joe, safe travels out there. Can't wait to see what you do next.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm really looking forward to the Egg. When I found out that the show would potentially be at the Egg, I got very excited, not only for the name, but it seemed like a really cool venue inside and out.
Yeah, for this show, they should rename it the Fried Egg in your honor.
If you want to start a petition, I'll try and get that going.
And we'll see if we can get the Goo Goos to open up for you.
Well, dog, I got to show my respect. I would be opening for the Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay, fair enough.
Get out of there. I'll be disrespectful of Buffalo.
As long as you stand for the anthem.
I mean, if the Bills go to the Super Bowl and they don't have the Goo Goo Dolls play, it would be pretty unfortunate.
Well, I wish it to you, Joe Pera, and thank you again for taking all the time to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to the show.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.